Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Well, we are coming very quickly to the conclusion of the main body of 3 John. The main body ends at verse 12, and then verses 13 and 14 are the official conclusion of the epistle. But the conclusion of the main body is found in verses 11 and 12, and we find in verse 11 a command, and in verse 12 a commendation. The command we've already studied, and the commendation we are in the process of studying. The command is very straightforward. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. It would be tempting to go back to that again, but I'll not do so. And we'll continue on to look at the commendation, which is a commendation of a man named Demetrius. Demetrius, we are told, has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and you know, that our testimony is true. Demetrius, the fourth man who is referred to in this epistle, first is the author, the Apostle John. The second is Gaius, a godly partner in the work of the gospel. The third is Diotrephes, an evil man who was creating a great deal of mischief in his church. And finally, Demetrius, who has a good testimony from everyone. So let's continue looking at Demetrius on this Monday, August 12. We're thankful that you can join us. We're grateful for those whose financial gifts maintain us. We're looking at answering the question, who commends Demetrius? He's obviously commended, warmly commended, but who is it that commends him? And as we saw on the broadcast Friday, the first commendation is from the community at large. Demetrius has a good testimony from all, from everyone in the community. That could be everyone in the broad Christian community, in the church of which Demetrius is a member, plus beyond the church to all of those who know him throughout the area. And it even could extend to the general community, where Demetrius has a good testimony as a trustworthy man, an honest man, a man who pays his bills on time, a man who discharges his debts, and so forth. He's a man who has a good testimony in the community. But secondly, and this is more important, he has a commendation from the Scriptures. That's interesting. Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. The truth itself, and the word truth there has the definite article, the truth, that is, the revealed truth, which is another way of saying the Word of God. Demetrius has a good testimony as defined by Scripture. That is an objective standard. That is not subject to changing opinions. We live in a day when everything seems to be turned upside down. And there are people today who are absolutely convinced that a good person is someone who is tolerant of immorality, tolerant of every lifestyle, whether it is righteous or unrighteous, because, of course, righteous and unrighteous doesn't mean anything unless you believe the Bible, unless you have an objective standard, unless you have a standard of truth by which to measure things. And we live in a world where Christians who do follow the Bible, you do, don't you? Christians who do follow the Bible are thought to be narrow and bigoted and hateful. In other words, to be bad people, because their standard of evaluation is the Scriptures, and those who pay no attention to Scripture, violate Scripture right and left, are thought to be good people because they are broad-minded and tolerant and are being true to their own self, to their own personal standards, and so forth. It's a topsy-turvy world. And so when we read that Demetrius has a good testimony from all, which can even mean the community in which he lives and even those who are not Christians in the general community, we can't be absolutely certain what that would mean. For a pagan idolater, it might be that Demetrius is a good old boy who'll go to the pagan temple. That's what could be meant by that, but of course it doesn't. And how do we know that? Because of the second statement. His commendation is not simply from the general community and the admittedly subjective viewpoints of some people, but it is from the Scriptures, from the truth itself. His life reflects the teaching of Scripture. He is one who is endeavoring to obey the Word of God. He is one who has been saved by the grace of God and who is walking in the light of God's Word. And that is what characterizes him, and that is what commends him. He has commendation from the community, but more importantly, he has commendation from the Scriptures. And then thirdly, he has commendation from the church. It goes on to say, and we also bear witness. And the we here is the Apostle John, to be sure, and some others who are not specifically named, but who are probably the other apostles who know Demetrius. John often talks about himself and the other apostles using we and us, the plural. He could very much be talking about himself and the other elders of the church at Ephesus, because that church is very much in view in recommending preachers and sending them out, commending them to the churches and so forth. And so the church, as represented by the leaders of the church, by John and others who are in the church, and it could even possibly be including the whole congregation of the church in Ephesus in that pronoun, that plural pronoun, we. Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself, and we also bear witness. Now, I have a question for you. Of the three areas, the three entities, we might call them, that commend Demetrius, number one, the community, number two, the Scriptures, and number three, the church, which commendation is paramount? Which is most important? John goes on to say, and you know that our testimony is true. And John himself is answering that question by putting the weight of preeminency upon the last one. And that's surprising. If I hadn't seen that statement, I think I automatically would have put the weight upon the second one. He has commendation from the community. Well, that's good, but that's not all-defining. He has a commendation from Scripture. Well, that's wonderful, and that's the objective standard and the only one that is infallible. But he, number three, has a commendation from the church. We also bear witness, John and the other apostles, and you know that, and he doesn't say, and you know that the Scriptures are always true. He says, you know that our testimony is true. The testimony of those who bear witness. We also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. So again, the question is, what commendation is paramount? And the answer given to us is the last one. The commendation that's given by John and the other elders of the church at Ephesus, which is certainly more important than the commendation of the general community, though we are delighted to hear that Demetrius has a commendation from the general community. But how can it be said that the commendation of John and the church leaders at Ephesus is more important than Scripture? Can we actually say that? Well, in one manner of speaking, no, because we do understand and believe and practice that the Scripture is the final authority for faith and practice, so it always has the final word. But here's the problem. We all know that the Scriptures are capable of being mishandled and misinterpreted. They often are. So that there are people who say they're basing their evaluation upon Scripture, but it is a mishandling of Scripture. So when that happens, then where do we find the paramount commendation? And the answer is in someone like John, who is an apostle and has a correct understanding of Scripture that we can count on it being correct, not mishandled. In fact, in the case of John, we can consider his an infallible understanding of Scripture. But beyond that, others could be the other apostles, and that they would be infallible in their evaluation like John. But the church elders are more reliable than an individual alone. One individual interpreting Scripture may be wrong and may be badly amiss, but totally convinced that he's right. But a body of church elders, if they are truly qualified men according to Scripture and knowledgeable in the Word of God, can give us a very accurate interpretation and understanding of Scripture. So by making this statement, which at first is surprising, but upon closer examination, we realize there's certainly truth in it. I mean, it obviously it is, because it's the statement of the Bible itself. But this statement that Demetrius has a good testimony from all, number one, and from truth itself, number two, and we also bear witness, number three, and you know that our testimony is true. He didn't say, you know that the commendation of the community is true. We assume that it is. He doesn't even say that the commendation of truth itself, Scripture, is true, though we know that it is when it's rightly handled, rightly interpreted, and rightly applied to the case of Demetrius. But he said, you know that our testimony is true, meaning John and mature, godly church leaders who handle Scripture aright. And this is all a way of saying you've got to be careful of Lone Ranger Christianity, of which there is a lot. I'm probably talking to some people today who are going it alone in the Christian life. Your own understanding of Scripture, you are not part of a local church, and you have your reasons, and they may even be valid up to a certain point, but I'm very concerned about this. And so you're going it alone because you've had a bad experience in a church. You're going it alone because you have a hard time finding a good Bible-believing church. And I understand that. That is a real problem, depending on where you live. But it also can be that you can't find one because you are a Lone Ranger and you have ideas about Scripture that may not be exactly right. And so you judge every church defective when that's not necessarily the case. Beware. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.